Hello everyone and welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Teleseminar Series with today's presentation being brought to you by Brian Kaplowitz and SpeakerMatch.com. Annie Jennings PR is a strategic marketing and publicity firm that offers advanced branding, publicity, and marketing services to clients. Annie Jennings PR helps clients achieve their optimal levels of success using media outreach and develops messages for clients, packages, and expands individuals, corporations, authors, and experts. Annie Jennings PR is well known for advising clients on exactly how to use their marketing dollars for optimal impact given their personal and professional set of circumstances. Annie Jennings also offers the famous pay-for-placement publicity strategy that allows clients to access the specific media exposure required by their marketing strategy without the high cost of monthly retainers. And Annie Jennings has also been an invited guest lecturer for the Harvard Club of Boston, New York University's publishing program, and for the American Society of Journalists and Authors. She's the premier publicity expert in the country, with her knowledge also sought out by the media, including AOL.com, TheStreet.com, Us Weekly, and leading business magazine Fast Company, who says that Annie Jennings PR is the place to go to learn how to become a best-selling author. So, Annie, Brian, thank you guys so much for everything you do for your communities.
Brian, well, I'll let you go first. Yeah.
Well, I'm just looking at, again, at the topic of today's teleseminar, 9 Secrets of Your Wildly Successful Speakers, and I am so interested to hear your take on this. I hear things from other people in the industry all the time, but I am really looking forward to hearing what your speakers have to say and what your take is on it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly right, because ours are best are based in what our speakers are actually telling us what made them successful. And that's what we like about it, is we rarely come through with theory. What's always tested in the marketplace, is this really working? Is this getting our clients booked? Is this turning into money in return on investment? And then we're always evaluating and judging the results. And what we have compiled is the 9 common traits or secrets that our average shows use to achieve outstanding results. Now, we only selected 9. We have many, many others because we deal with average, everyday people. We deal with people just like ourselves. We have a business, right? We have some expertise in our business, and we have families that we need to support, and we have employees that we need to support. We have responsibilities, and I can tell you now that if those with young children, Brian, your young children, it gets even more expensive as they grow older, believe me, especially the girls. And the boys have hockey equipment. I mean, it goes on forever. So in other words, you have to position yourself to win. You have to give yourself every single advantage to win in your business. And it's not that hard to do that. It really just takes the knowledge. And the knowledge of how to get where you want to go, and a few other secrets that our experts, these are wonderful secrets. They've shared them with us, and they've actually offered to come on our teleseminars, and all of their stories are up there and more, listed on our website at AnnieJenningsPR.com/publicitypro.htm. So it is not just me, right? It's not just me saying what their secrets are, what I noticed to be consistent across the board with our experts. They told their own stories. One guy, and I think I'm good. I really think I'm a good publicist. I think I'm a great publicist, and I have proof to back it up. And so when I'm talking to a new client, I'll point out all the reasons I'm good. Sometimes I think, I wonder if this sounds like it's like a hard sell. And it's just the facts. I know I'm good, and I tell people why I'm good. And one of my clients called me back, and he said, why do you undersell yourself so much in the initial conversation? I said, you got to be kidding me. You didn't think that was like a little over the top? I told you I was good, and you had to work with me, and I had to have you as my client. He said, no, it was a complete undersell. It was even better than my wildest dreams. And that was our MD who did our radio campaign, Brian, because he wanted to share his message. He wanted to abolish heart disease. He's on a mission. But see, from that, and he wasn't concerned about, am I going to make money from the radio interviews? Am I going to sell books? He didn't even have a book. He had a mission. but from being out there, he achieved a lot of his goals of being able to get in with major companies, doing research organizations that now held him in higher esteem because he became back on the scene. And radio is a great way to get out there, especially with the major shows that we book our clients on. So I want to say that it's for the average everyday Joe, Brian, average everyday Joe, and it's for speakers especially. Speakers especially because speakers come to the table pretty well stacked with potential, in my opinion.
And a lot of people don't realize how many speakers you work with. So,
You mean us? Oh, no. We have a lot of speakers. A lot of speakers because the speakers understand that they need to have the edge. And without the edge, they're just one of five people who've made it to the top of the consideration pile. And what do they need to be chosen? Now, let's assume most things are equal. Education, performance level, experience, credentials, topics, even references. Let's pretend they're pretty much all equal. What's going to push one person over the top over another? So here's a story for you. So one of our clients comes to us, and you'll hear his real story. It's up there. He tells it himself. And he says that he was always getting to the top three, and he just couldn't close the deal. Remember him, Stacey?
Yeah.
I'll let you take it over, because what did we do for him?
Well, it's one of my favorite stories. You know, I mean, it's someone that I worked with very closely. And he was doing well. I mean, he had a consultation business, worked with, corporations and organizations and spoke and consulted and so on. However, when he wanted to break through to that next level speaking gig, let's say, or consulting gig, the one that was really giving him maybe those five-figure fee per appearance, he just wasn't closing the deal, as Annie was saying. And so we were working with him, and he did do our national radio campaign a couple of rounds, I believe. It's been a little while since he's done that, but
mm-hmm.
he's built upon that over the years with television. He's done those became a columnist as well with a major online newsmaker site. But the one thing that took him over the top was when he appeared on a major national primetime cable program, the Anderson Cooper Show, Anderson Cooper 360, right? He was able to parlay that,
mm-hmm.
he used that and leveraged it, right, and used it on his signature line. And so when he sent over
mm-hmm.
a check-in email.
Bingo.
This wasn't the only thing. I mean,
that's the big bingo, though.
Right, it's not the only thing in his signature line. I mean, he was a regular expert for a national network radio program, Fox News.
But see, we got him that too, remember. Well,
right, all of those things.
Right, the thing is, to backtrack, he didn't have this when he said, why can't I close all my deals?
Right.
We said, okay, let's get you some media, let's get you some power, some credentials, and let's get you some clout. Hey, let's like, if you want the top, you got to hang out at the top. So let's go see if we can get you the top. He met us halfway. He did everything we asked because we require our experts to, give us the information, your point of view. That's what we want. Your point of view matters in this world. It's our job to create it into media speak, and that's what we did. So, yeah, we got him booked. Stacey got him booked, that big booking. Changed his life, and now he's booking like crazy, and he's happy. Now, that also turned into, again, because he understood his mind, his point of view. He understood, who am I in the context of the media right now? Why me? Why now? He learned to answer that question, okay, through the way that we prepare our authors and experts, many of whom on the line have worked with us. They understand how we do work with you. We provide you with the information you need to discover yourself, discover your cutting edge, I like to say. We help you discover your cutting edge. You don't have to know what it is. It's my job to know what it is. And I do know what it is. Many people have said, I've got the blink factor. I do. I can tell. See how I know I'm good, and I'm not afraid to tell you where I'm good. You know what my strength is? One of them is that I can look at your media bio, your platform, your accomplishments, your expertise, your credentials, what you've done in the past, and instantly I know where you're going to fit in with the media conversation as it exists today. And that's important because that's what they're booking. They're booking commentary to discuss the events of today and how it's going to affect our future. All right, so that's really, this person's story, and today he's happy as can be. and he was just an average Joe. An average Joe who fit the criteria we discussed earlier, with credentials, a business, a family to support, just like all of us on the line. He got media, he applied it to his marketing strategy, and it turned to be the thing that pushed him over and gave him the competitive advantage that he needed to secure his speaking events, and that's where his money is. All right, so publicity. It's not just selling books anymore at all. Not just selling books at all. It is expanding into your marketing and your business strategy. It is growth in all areas. So I think the old model, Brian, I really think the old model is thinking, how many books am I going to sell with this interview? I think those days are gone for a few reasons. Economy, number one. Radio does certainly create the buzz and get your name out and your book's name out, but there's just so many books out there now, so many people competing for the same outcome. Everyone wants a sale or wanted a sale. I notice it's changing. I'm going to report in from the front lines, and I'm seeing a tremendous change. Out of, let's say I'll talk to 10 clients, only one is saying, I want book sales. The rest are getting it. We want publicity to apply it to our marketing, to leverage and create power in our marketplace, to become an influencer, an opinion leader, so that our clients will choose us when facing a choice between 3 or 4 firms or consultants or advisors who are basically pretty much good, all good. They can only choose one. Make it you.
So is having a book and being an author less important now than it was a year or two ago?
No book, no problem. Seriously, no book, no problem. Yes, in my opinion, it certainly is less important. I can do everything I can do without a book for any client at all. The book can become a showcase. So now the book's role, we can look at that a little bit. The book's role can be different. All right, so the book's role can be about showcasing your experience, of course. And Brian, I don't know if you've ever written a book, and there's a reason I don't. There's more than one reason, but I'll tell you my reasons a little bit. But it takes time. I mean, to even write a book that's coherent, that really showcases your knowledge and isn't a bunch of garbage. Because remember, if you try to put together a few special reports and make a book, you know, the keen eye, the educated eye, the smart eye is going to say, the book's going to have a negative effect on you now. Because they're going to say, wait a minute, this guy doesn't know anything. Or gal, you know. So that's why now you have to watch your book as a showcase of your expertise. Meaning a lot of care has to go into the creation of your book. And it has to be very, very skilled, very high level of expertise. And that's why it's important, and it's going to take a lot of your time. Now, time is a resource for us, right? And we have to figure out, do we have the time to create this excellent book of excellence and not just slap together tips? Because, again, the keen eye, the CEO eye, all right, the speaker, the person who's going to hire you, their eye, they can tell a good book from a bad book. And this is so true. The quality of books that are being put out there is diminishing rapidly before my very eyes. And to the point where I'm an avid book reader, I can devour a book instantly. I'll sit down and read one of those Dan Brown books in one sitting. Now, they're like 50 million pages. I'll devour it, right?
Yeah.
The thing
right.
is, and as soon as I read a review from Time Magazine or one of the magazines, because I don't want to waste my time. Time is an asset, okay? It's an opportunity cost. And if they give something a review, I go buy it right away. I have to have it. I have to have it. So the other day, now this is a story that goes back a bit. So Time Magazine gave three books a very good review. I went out and stood in line with them all. By the time I reached the register, I put two back. One was just a pretty cover. Seriously, nothing inside. Like, I couldn't even read it. It was like, this is an insult to me. And
it's interesting that Time Magazine highlights those kinds of things.
Pardon me?
It's interesting that Time highlights that.
You know, and that's what they consider good now. That's what's considered good, which is why I'm talking about the diminishing of quality of books. I mean, there's still amazing books out there. I just ordered one the other day that, you know, I saw on TV. I mean, I move. When I see something on TV, an author being expert, an author being interviewed, and I like their book or their topic or them, I'll go right to Amazon and buy their book. To me, it's an investment in their knowledge. I want to know more. Now, if I'm the average consumer, which I am, and I'm motivated to go to Amazon and buy a book because I see a client on TV, absolutely, books sell. Books sell based on your media. Now, if this book comes in and it's unreadable, I'll be disappointed. And if I was in a position to hire that person, I certainly would not do it. So to answer your question, books can work for you or against you now. So anyway, back to the time question, too. You mentioned, why would they? Because that's what's offered. And the second book I put back, listen to this one, was written more like a mini magazine article. It was a small little book spread out, and it was a magazine article. I know everything the book had to offer while I was waiting in line. That one went back, too. All right, so there you go with the book things. But how do you use your book? Of course, back-of-the-room sales. Of course, bulk sales. Of course, a showcase of your knowledge. Of course, a marketing piece. But it better be good now. It better be good. And what I mean good is the highest quality print style, the highest quality graphics, highest quality editing services, beautiful covers, very well-written bio, professional photograph. You know, this is big. This is who you are. This is like your website. By the way, most people are due for a website review, a website checkup, only because there's so much new knowledge. We all started with our websites, our basics, and then over the years things have really changed, and there's a lot of new technology and new strategy to websites. So that's another thing to put on your list for this year, is just, you know, revamping the website, because your book is like seeing into your soul. Who are you? What is your knowledge? How do you apply your knowledge? It's a showcasing of yourself. If someone wants to hire you, yeah, all they have to do is read your book. And then from that book, is it a yes or a no? So we have to watch quality now when we create our books. It's more serious than ever. So, and same thing with our website. When someone comes to our website now, is there a path to yes? Or is there more brick walls? Do they hit a brick wall where they turn? And only one brick wall, and usually most people are, there are two brick walls, and they're definitely gone. So it's time for a website evaluation. Maybe we'll do that next month for you, Brian, for everybody. So on to our traits. So it's time to talk about our traits. You see how nothing's based in theory here? It's pretty much what's absolutely working out there in the marketplace. If I were in theory, I'd still be 10 years ago talking about how things should work. But they, you know, they don't. Time marched on, things changed, and now things are different. So what we do is we apply our knowledge to, as the medium changes, as publicity changes, and just report in from the front lines on what we're seeing. All right, so we're going to go into our average show. They were mostly all speakers. Some were authors, some were not, and some were just experts and analysts. And they all had a mindset of ASIC. They came in not really knowing they had a success mindset. They just knew they wanted more. And their book really did not play a big role, although for these experts, their book did sell. And just as a reminder, the average Joe is a speaker, author, or expert, just like all of us on the line today. So there's two things that really set our experts apart. They took responsibility, and they took action. All right, so first thing we noticed, a common characteristic and trait of our average Joe clients, is they were ready to invest in themselves. Stacy, if you're there ready to go, Stacy understands the concept of investing in yourselves in terms of putting the time in to know the news of the day, to blog about it so you can become very media savvy. All right, and you have to believe that you are your best investment. Now, most of our experts, again, most of our Strike It Rich clients were just authors and experts, and they had a very well-defined business model that was optimized to meet the demands of the marketplace. They were ready for action. Now, what do I mean by a well-defined business model? Let's talk about our clients that managed to take our radio campaign and turn it into $100,000. I'm not kidding, $100,000 or more. And this was our radio campaign. And he had a business model in place. So you have to think, if I get publicity, how do I turn it into outcomes? Well, think about your website. When you send your client to your website now, there should be outcomes that they can choose. One is simply to become a member of your community. We no longer ever, and I stood up for this, against this, I stood for being against the squeeze pages. Once you start thinking of your clients as something to be squeezed, I think you're basically out of business, or you fall into a whole nother category of business person, all right, that I would hate to be associated with. You're building a community. We're sharing our information. We're building a community. So community building, you allow them to become part of your community. You invite them in. That's one outcome. That's terrific. The second thing they can do is they can schedule a consult with you, a free consult. What's wrong with 15 minutes of your time talking to people? Why not? They can do so. Now we have two things: become a member of your community, schedule a consult, or buy your book. Terrific. Or hire you for actual services rendered. So you see, there's four paths. So when someone comes to your website, you want them to have four choices of how they can become connected with you. You don't want them to come to the homepage and click off because there's nothing for them. Invite them in to do something with you, whatever you feel is right for them. Each one of these should have another path. If they choose community, bring them down the community path. If they choose the consult path, bring them down that path. If they want to buy your book, bring them down the path. No squeeze pages, no sales pages. No football field style sales pages of all the read. They know they want your book. They just heard you on the radio, and they love you, and they're going to buy your book, no brainer, just show me where to click. I mean, seriously, most of us can agree to that. If we hear something we want, if we see something we want, isn't it just show me where to click? Please, I want it. Don't make me read this whole sales page. I just want this product. That's happened to me before. I want the product. Nobody will sell it to me online. Think about it, Brian. I read through this sales page. I want the product. Please, let me buy it. They won't let me buy it until I get to the very end.
It's true. I've been to some places where I could not figure out how much the product was or where to buy it. I went through that yesterday on a site.
And you can only tell how much you were going to save, right? Millions of dollars if you somehow buy this product now. Okay, fine. Thanks for everything. I just want to buy it. And then hire your service. If somebody's there and they know they want you now, they're convinced. Believe me, when someone wants to hire you, they want to hire you. And it's not about money. It's about you being able to perform the services that they need for various reasons to enhance their positioning in their community. That is, turn it, leverage it into more money. Okay? Money is our friend. It's okay to make money. We all need it. We all have these kids growing up. Or we have responsibilities. Our parents, taking care of mom and dad now. Yeah, taking care of mom and dad. There's so many things that are coming up in our lives that we need to have money for. This is why we're taking publicity and we're applying it into our lives in a way that allows you to position yourself as a competitive advantage. We want everyone to hear our message. We do. We believe everyone can be powerful, strong, and healthy, and wealthy. And we want people to share our message. All right? Those who don't, though, think about it. You know this information. They don't. You will be able to outperform your competitors because many people won't be coming from your place of strength and knowledge, and you're ready. You're ready for action. You created the model. Because it's like you can't be all dressed up with nowhere to go. This is a circle, as we talk about. Things are really starting to look like a wheel to me, just the book marketing wheel, the business building wheel. As you know, we created the platform wheel with the 18 spokes that the industry, it's a standard now. Brian, how many times have you heard people say they want to create a platform? You remember, you're probably one of our first interviews with it.
Yeah, and you know, it's probably much more rare now than it was a while ago. Not too many people are talking about that, creating the platform.
Mm-hmm. I know that publishers often will ask, what's the platform? What is the author bringing to the table? That is, what does their community look like? How can they meet them halfway? Meet them halfway is a very good strategy we're going to talk about. But, Stacey, I'm going to throw it to you now. For now, I'll just review. They were ready to invest in themselves. They had the model that allowed, this guy had a model that allowed him to make $100,000.
Right.
And they were ready for action. This was their time in their life. Okay, number two.
Well, we found that everyone in our Strike It Rich series, our Average Joe successors, were committed. And that's one of the things that Annie spoke about in the beginning when we were talking and bantering back and forth, that it's really important, and she's the year of the doubling in 2010, is that, you know, you have your knowledge and your commitment, right? You have to be 100% totally committed to investing in yourself, to the outcome, right? They want success. You have to want success. And these people were willing to go for it with gusto. They were willing to clear their calendar during certain times to do the interviews. If an opportunity presented itself, they didn't say to us, "Oh, you know what? I have an appointment or a meeting that I can't miss, and so I just can't take advantage of this national TV opportunity," because they realized that when there's an opportunity that presents itself, when it knocks, you have to open the door, and then you have it forever. So you're committed to the outcome. It's really important to have that as part of your repertoire. What you're ready to do when you're ready to go and take action is being willing to buy in and do exactly what it takes to get to the goals that you're outlining for yourself. So it's really important to be committed to what you want to do and your goals and achievements.
All right, terrific. And then also, they really understood how to showcase themselves. They stood ready to showcase their talent. All right, they were ready to. No, they understood that their clients love to feel certainty in hiring them. They know that certainty, this is important. Now, how do you create certainty in the minds of the people who want to hire you? That's critical. Who wants to throw their money away, raise their hands? No hands, right? No way. Who wants to invest their money and earn a return on investment? Who wants to triple their money they spent, quadruple? I don't even know. How much bigger can it get than that? Like what's 10? Whatever. 100-fold. Okay, that's what people want with you. Be the investment. Be the investment where they can put their money down and they can earn a return that makes you an investment and a low one to boot. So now this takes looking at your model to be sure that you're not selling yesterday's goods, yesterday's thoughts, or yesterday's services. This means you always have to have the thrill of moving forward and noticing how your marketplace is using your products. If publicity wasn't empowering our clients and allowing them to land more deals, you know, I wouldn't be presenting this right now because it's not working. All right? So showcasing yourself to be the perfect choice for your client, that's what you want. And what clients are impressed. You don't get booked on these major shows without jumping through hoops. We, your publicists, will jump you through those hoops. I know what they are. And get you ready way in advance before you're asked to jump through the hoops. But that has to happen. So when you're keeping company with Cavuto, O'Reilly, Anderson Cooper, you're keeping company with the big deals of the industry, the biggest names right now in the publicity or media industry. That elevates you to their level pretty big time because, you know, you beat out hundreds of people. Hundreds of people wanted that spot on Fox or on CNN. Hundreds. You got it. And that's known. People respect that. You're seen by your peers. You're seen by the CEOs that can hire you. You're seen by the other influencers who now look at you in a whole new light. You can't buy that. But yes, you can. You can buy that by buying publicity to get you to that investing. You see the investing mode? You don't throw your money away, okay? You invest your money when you invest it in going after this media that positions you as an influencer and gets you in front of your target market. And you have to meet your publicist halfway. You have to meet the media halfway. Come prepared. We've done a lot of teleseminars on how to prepare, credibility building, the whole way of, we all have the knowledge. If you have the degree and you're working in your area, you have the knowledge. The question is, bring it out. It's very hard. It's a strategy that's tough. We specialize in it because without us being able to bring out your knowledge, we can't create that competitive advantage that's going to get you booked, even though hundreds more. So the idea is to meet us halfway, meet your publicist halfway, meet the media halfway, and come prepared, opinionated, practiced, media trained. they'll love you for it, and you'll be invited back over and over again. Imagine that. One of our clients got a regular spot in his hometown. A few did, actually. Why? They went on, and they were good. And then we booked them again and again, and all of a sudden it was, yeah, I'll have them back. I'll have them back next month and the month after. Why not? They're good. Why take a risk on someone who's not good? These opportunities are out there when you are packaged prepared. Now, do you think that person's going to land just about every speaking event that's appropriate for them if they are the regular expert on their city's big, you know, one of their big TV shows? Of course, they're going to get the speaking events. And are they going to be able to charge whatever they want? Yeah, within reason, because it's not about the money. Remember, it's about success. People do not care what they pay. They want to invest in success, and that's the whole thing, unless there's a huge disparity. But generally, if you're $3,000 or $3,500, that $500 doesn't make a difference. What makes a difference is the level of certainty that you're going to do the job. That's what makes a difference. $3,000 to $5,000 is not that much difference either. The level of certainty. No one wants to lose their job, and Brian, I've told this story about the guy. Big pharmaceutical company guy moves in nearby. And I said, oh, this is great. He's responsible for hiring all the speakers. I'm going to find out, like, the nitty-gritty on how this big company hires. And so I went there, and all prepared to find out details. And he says, and I said to the guy, I said, hey, guy. I said, so tell me, how do you decide who to hire to come in and do your workshops or keynotes? And he goes, I just hire the guy who's not going to get me fired. That's good, right?
That's exactly how meeting planners think. They want somebody that's going to make them look good. Well, really anybody, you know, any boss is going to hire somebody that makes them look good, or they should be looking for that person.
That's right. So you have to what? Create certainty. What creates certainty? Media placements. Website. Other things to create certainty, but I'll tell you got to be up there. Your platform is really the certainty builder. That is, there cannot be a doubt in their mind that you can deliver the outcomes. There cannot be a doubt in their mind. That's how you get hired.
You can't leave a doubt, and you want to make their job easy. So you want to make it easy for them to pick you based on the materials that you send them. You want to make their decision really easy, because when they're comparing your materials to everybody else's, not only do you need to stand out, but you need to stand out the right way. You need to make sure that you have presented yourself in a way that makes them believe that you are the only viable candidate for their speaking engagement. You have to look at it like that. And one of the things that a lot of speakers fail at, this is another one of the secrets, I don't know if maybe it's in your list already, but a lot of speakers fail in helping the meeting planner to see how easy they are to work with. So they send a simple contract to look at. They let them know that if they're going to be speaking at their event, they're going to have some handouts that people can use to follow along, or that maybe they give them some material that they can include in the newsletter that they send out to people that are going to be coming to the event, or some advertising material. If they're having a big event and the speaker needs and the meeting planner needs to put a big sign on an easel outside the meeting room, maybe the speaker can give them the graphics for that ahead of time. So all of those things, let them know that you're going to be easy to work with and that you don't need to have green M&Ms in your room, and you don't need spa treatments for your wife when you show up at the hotel, and you're not going to complain about the seat you got on the airplane and all that other stuff. Let them know that you're going to be easy, make their job easy, and make them look good.
Perfect. Well said. I couldn't have said it better myself. You're absolutely right. That is the key. Wow, and don't we all like to work with people like that, too? Just make our lives nice and easy. We want that. We want that easy button, right?
Yeah.
That's on that commercial.
Yeah.
We want that.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned we're moving to a new office space, and there were a couple of people that are candidates to help me with designing the space. I need to pick some paint colors and stuff. But one person came in with a nice, great big board like you see on HGTV with the paint samples and the room layouts and showed
me
how everything's going to look. Mm-hmm. Somebody else sent me an email with some colors that I could go, click on to go look at the Home Depot website.
Wow.
And one of them's just a lot easier to work with. So.
Well, I can see that.
You do the work for me in advance.
You know, that's a real success story. See, that's exactly what we noticed. Exactly, the real success story. Why did you hire candidate one? Because they made your life so much easier. You didn't have to click and go to Home Depot and get lost in their search of colors. And hey, one thing about men, all the men out there are going to hate me. You can't pick out colors. You need them matched for you. Hey, I can't pick out colors. I can't. I really can't pick out anything. That's why I don't. But you need a professional to say, you know, here's the underlying color of this. It's going to go great with this color. And here's your family to choose from. Rather
right.
than a family, a bright blue here and a muted brown here. And, you know, I believe me, I don't have the color touch either, guys. So we're good there.
Yeah.
But that candidate Thank number you. One... What did they take a little extra time to put it together for you, and they got your business?
And you know that she had that in mind. She's thinking, if I put in a little bit of time
mm-hmm.
to put this together, I'm getting a job.
I love that. I'm so proud of.
I mean,
I'm so proud of that.
She's looking at how much. She's looking at how much time this is going to take. She'll spend some time and get her hourly fee, and you know, hopefully she's doing it right. Maybe I'll have her do some searching for new furniture that I want, or little tchotchkes, or whatever else. She's always got ideas.
I'd like to hire her myself. I need a new desk. I'd like to hire her myself. Send me your name.
Yeah,
I need a desk.
Yeah, why wouldn't I use it, right?
Why wouldn't you use her and refer her? Do you see how now we're now referring her? He's now referring her
uh-huh.
to me. All right.
Absolutely.
Oh, well. See, this is a real story. This wasn't theory about, you know, making yourself stand out. That's theory. That's the theory. But this is the real story of how you do that. Brian, you could probably do a whole teleseminar on these style stories.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to go into this. I'm taking this and going with it with the speaker scenario, and I'll tell you exactly how it fits in. If you are a speaker and you're sending your materials to a meeting planner who's asking you for something, you have a few options. One thing that everybody does is they send an email, and maybe there's a PDF attached or a link to a website. That's good. That's expected. That's average. But if that meeting planner is looking for a speaker, they're not just considering your materials. They're looking at materials from many different sources. Many speakers are sending their materials. And then that meeting planner is going to take that information. If it's just them, they're going to spread out the materials they got on their desk, maybe look at the different emails on their screen, look at different PDFs, things like that. If they're with a committee, then they definitely printed stuff out, and they're taking it to a conference table, and they're comparing speakers. Well, if you are the speaker that has taken the time not only to send what was expected, but you also sent a portfolio mm-hmm. of some sort in the mail, some kind of packet that looks nice, then you know you've taken that extra leap. You've done something that other people haven't done. If you include something like a coffee mug or a few coffee mugs, saying, I know you're evaluating speakers with a committee, and I figured that the four of you might like a mug so that you could enjoy some coffee while you're looking over my materials. Maybe you put in a box of chocolates. I mean,
and
something.
Don't forget, keep the coffee mugs made in the USA. Everyone appreciates that right now. But definitely, Brian, that's perfect.
Yeah, but just mm-hmm. take those extra steps to do a little bit more, especially mm-hmm. if you know you're a perfect candidate.
Especially
don't
if you're qualified,
yeah.
Nothing trumps your qualifications, but...
There are some jobs where there are plenty of opportunities where you're qualified. You
mm-hmm.
are a viable candidate, but there are... You know, there are some that you really want. You know you want it because the audience would be so perfect for you. You know, if you could be in front of Mobil Exxon and deliver your material, it would help you in so many ways. If you know that,
mm-hmm.
then take the time to really work that meeting planner. And don't just send an email and follow up with a phone call. You have to take the extra steps to really stand out. And in that packet that you send, do all those things that I said before. You want to put in a sample contract. Maybe you have some press clippings. You know, maybe a DVD, whatever it is, fluff up your kit a little bit. Send a box instead of an envelope. Send a professionally done, slick folder that you had done at a printer instead of a paper folder that you got from Office Depot.
Or your kindergartner.
Sticker. Or your kindergartner.
They're
yeah, but a lot
report.
Of people do that. A lot of people have these
Hello,
folders.
Kitty. Right.
Well, yeah, a lot of people have these folders that they get at the office supply store, and then they print out something on their inkjet printer,
mm-hmm.
a sticker or something, and put that on the front. It's nice. It may still look decent, but when people are comparing that to the slick folder that was done at a professional printer, then the professional one just, you know, has that extra touch.
Because you remember it's a showcase.
This person,
that's right.
This person took the time to, you know, to spend a little money. They believe in themselves. They're more established. Some of it may be true, mm-hmm. and some of it may not be, but that's
right.
the impression you're
It's
creating.
The impression you're creating is that you can afford to do this, and we all know that when you can afford to spend money on your marketing materials, you're already successful. People want to hire already successful people, not people saying, hey, you're going to be my first speaking event. Sorry for the crayons, you know, the crayon presentation here. No one wants to hire you if you're not a professional because their jobs are on the line.
Right.
You know what
and
else?
Even
you know
if they
else?
Did, if somebody else comes in with a more professional kit, then suddenly you're kicked out. I didn't mean to
no,
throw you off track,
right?
But where are we on our nine things?
Well, you know what, Brian? I was just going to say that this reminds me of our next trait and shared characteristic, because the person you were talking about, the employee that you were working with, that went the extra mile for you to offer options for your color palette, some swatches. I mean, they really did go above and beyond what you expected. And then this speaker that's sending out the latest, or the best portfolio and so on, what they did, and this is one of our next characteristics, is that they actually took responsibility for their own success. And that is a huge, huge bonus. When you're able to do that, when you hold yourself responsible for your own reality and the next step in your strategy and in your journey, then you are going to be even more successful. You don't blame anybody else for anything, for not being successful, right? And the other thing is that, you know, you're able to be accountable to yourself, okay? And you don't have that, what we like to call silver platter syndrome, right? And we talk about that all the time, when you just expect things to happen, otherwise known as entitlement. But of course, I mean, for us, it's like, yeah, here's the opportunity, here's the job, here's a speaking gig on a silver platter. I mean, you just expect it to happen to you, but no, you have to go that extra mile. And for us and our clients that were average Joes and very successful, I mean, they use their media placements to drive their marketing. They actually leverage them, and they didn't do that in place of marketing and outreach. They did it in combination with. They understood that they had to take the opportunities, take the media placements, and use them, put them to work for themselves. And they didn't blame anybody else for if they didn't do it, right? I mean, they were very driven. They were very accountable to themselves. They were able to meet everyone in their process halfway. You know how many times, for instance, we get so many phone calls that say, okay, listen, you know what? My dream is to get on Oprah. Okay, great. I mean, you could have all of the credentials. You could have the media placements. You could have all those things. We could develop a fantastic pitch for you that's totally Oprah ready. But, you know, we feel like you're good for Oprah. You feel like you're good for Oprah. But maybe Oprah doesn't feel like you're good for Oprah. I mean, it's really a matter of continuing to stay out there, being consistent over time, right? Pitch and position yourself for us, you know, with media placements. You know, that's as far as we can go, is pitch and position you. So you're going to want to substitute other media as you're working towards that main goal. You know, do the radio campaigns, do the other things that are within your control that you can get the yeses for.
Hey, Stacey, if I can just jump in there about within your control. I love that you just said that. That's the thing. What's within our control? Packaging, positioning, preparation, that's all in our control. Just like Brian mentioned earlier, that's all in your control. Your packaging, how you present your materials, the coffee cups, the chocolates, that's in your control. But you know what you can't control is the final decision-making process, because that is left up to individuals who have to make a decision based on a set of variables that we do not know about, or based on a set of where they want their company to go that we do not know about. We're not privy to what goes on in the executive rooms where they actually make these decisions. We can only give it our best shot by being totally prepared to the max. Prepared to the max, no stone unturned. But sometimes you will get a no. And it's okay to get the no, because sometimes you're just not right for where the executive producer wants the show to go. Even though you feel you're perfect, you feel you're ideal, Your publicist has done everything from packaging, positioning, pitching. They've done everything they can for you. Sometimes it really is a no, you know, because your publicist can only go so far. The media has to meet them halfway. But the idea is, when your dream does not come true, your dream show, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Now start saying, hey, let me leverage my knowledge somewhere else. Let me go into radio shows. Let me go into TV shows. Oprah, of course, is the toughest nut to crack of them all. And as everyone knows, you can't figure out where the show's going, what they're thinking. They come, you know, when they're ready for you, you know, they'll say yes, but you can't convince them to say yes. No one has power over a show like that. So I mentioned that because so many people think it's Oprah or nothing. No, no, no. Oprah is one choice, but there's so many other ways to reach your dream media, that is radio shows, reach hundreds of thousands of people, TV shows, news media for the speakers who are let's say, sales, they're business consultants, they're career experts, leadership, very strong now in the news. You can get on Anderson Cooper with some of these topics. You can get on Fox, CNN with these topics. These are very strong for your market. So gone are the people who say, I only want Oprah because I want overnight success. That mentality's gone. You know, overnight success isn't really even fun. What's fun is working towards your goal every single day and enjoying the process. It's the journey, not the destination. So the idea is you want to get to your goal, living every day to the fullest, expanding yourself, challenging yourself, the thrill of victory. That comes, you know, this is like a sporting event. You're working, you're training, and then you show up. You show up for the game, and then you do your best. And that's thrill. That's victory. And every one of us who's experienced that in our lives knows that we wouldn't give up that feeling for the entire world. So, Stacey, back to you. I just had to go off on that, that we're it's so much fun being in the process of getting booked, of, you know, striving to be number one, of striving to be your best, sharing your message, staying socially relevant, staying cutting edge, and doing the show. It's that fun feeling all over again. That thrill of life is back.
And just to wrap up that characteristic, I mean, what you're talking about is, you know, so say you can't get on this dream show right exactly at this moment, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're taking responsibility, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back to taking responsibility for your own success and meeting people halfway and not just expecting it to happen just 'cause. Right? Okay, so it's not happening right now, so what can you do? You go into doing all those things that you just talked about. You understand that you have to continue to take action, and you are responsible for your own success. I mean, that's really important. Another one of the traits that we talk about that are shared with all of these success stories is having a great attitude, and I think that this permeates throughout all of the traits that we talk about. You know, you have to have a good, optimistic, positive attitude. You know, people that are willing to buy into the strategy that works, for instance, the Annie Jennings PR, Proven Advanced Publicity and Marketing Strategy, that's going to make you successful. It works. As Annie mentioned, we are on the front lines. We do understand what's going to work for you. I mean, you know, so these people, they're not fighting the whole way. They were optimistic. And everyone in the process, when you are optimistic, when you are thankful and appreciative of where you are and where you're going, everyone in that process over-delivered. I mean, when you're great on the air, the host is going to offer you an opportunity to be a little promotional, to tell the listeners or viewers where to find out more about you, right? I mean, everything that these guys touched, and women as well, when these guys and gals, they touched, that were successful, it seemed to turn to gold because it all started with an optimistic belief that it could happen, that Annie Jennings PR, the strategy, as well as their own ability to trust in the tried-and-true strategy, that really works. And it does. So having a great attitude, and you know what, that's with life, right? I mean, you got to have a good attitude about life, and things tend to come your way. Another characteristic is that they had confidence in our strategy, in us. I mean, these average Joes and Janes, they understood that Annie Jennings PR is a professional firm, and that we know what we're doing. We've been around for 15 years. We've been through the ebbs and flows of the publicity and media industry. So we understand how to position you and how to build you up. They also believed in our mission statement, that we are in this for them, for your own success. And we hold ourselves to a very high standard. If you're not familiar with our firm, our mission statement is for the betterment of all, a simple five words that mean a whole heck of a lot. you know, these guys understood that we really mean that. We mean that we're in it for you. We've developed processes and strategies to help you be the best fit that you can be, right? We've developed all of these business models that are going to deliver outcomes that you, our clients, you speakers, authors, experts out there, that you can use for your own mega, mega success. And another characteristic is that they knew in their gut. They followed their instincts, right? Their gut feelings said that you need to hire Annie Jennings PR. They know what they're doing, right? You know that you're making the ideal choice.
Right, and you know what's funny? I'll just jump in there with the story.
Yeah,
and the reason we say that is, that's one of the things, is that we had this one guy, and he had lost everything. Sole proprietor, a businessman, had his business running up, had a back injury. One operation after another, he lost every single thing that he had. And he called me, hired me, the usual, you know, just the usual way. Didn't tell me his personal story. Only after it was all over, when he had to turn away 40 new clients, all right, as a result of the PR that we provided for him. He goes, I just went with my gut. I said, what possessed you, you know, to hire us when you had just a little bit of money left? He goes, you know what, I had X amount of dollars left, and I just decided I'm going to roll the dice with Annie Jennings PR. He was at the point where his instincts told him, helped him make a choice that was right for him. So all of our experts, they would go with their instincts. They took a leap of faith. You don't always know what the outcome's going to be, but if it feels right to you, your gut feelings, learn to trust those. Making ideal choices. If you don't want to go in for a business deal, don't. If you don't want to work with a particular client, just feels EBGB to you, don't. That is important for your growth and development. You have to surround yourself with people you love to work with, people who feel good to you. If you get that creepy feeling, that's a gut feeling. At this level, this stage of our growth and development, don't work with them. Even if you need the money, people, it's only going to come back to haunt you, and it's not going to work well for you. All right? So don't do that. There's a reason you're feeling uncertain and uneasy. Go with your gut. Always. Something's wrong, just think about it for a while. Sleep on it, you know? And then make your choice. But never choose against your better instincts. You will be sorry in the end. Now, high energy, I think, was the most fun in working with all these clients. The energy levels were absolutely over the top. They were ready for success, and they were able to take action. They had high energy. They were at a stage in their career where it's now. It's not tomorrow. It's today. Their success mattered so much to them, different parts of their life. They wanted it big time because it's so much fun. When you get in the process of expansion and self-development and packaging and developing and serving your marketplace and not caring about the money, money starts to come. Everything's so much fun because you're like the athlete pushing themselves, training, and then going for the big event and winning. You know, that's the thrill of victory. That's the way to go. So all of our experts had those credentials or had those characteristics. They were ready to invest, one, committed, two, able to showcase themselves to create certainty, three, content-driven. They were more interested in what they were sharing. Content is king. Five, took responsibility for their own success. No blame games. They took it as it came. Reality is reality. Terrific attitudes, fabulous, fabulous to work with. Optimistic, ready to go the whole way. They had confidence in themselves and in the strategy. They weren't second-guessing us. They understood what we wanted to do for them. They understood how it all worked. So just as an aside, when you're presenting your services, convince your clients on how it works. You do A, B happens, C happens, D happens. Train your clients how to use your placements, or in our case, use our publicity to apply to their marketing and leverage and get new business. Be the investment, okay? So your clients can have confidence in you. Of course, always go with your instincts. That was another thing that they did. And nine, they were high energy. They were ready for success. This was the year. 2010, our company is calling for a doubling of all of our blessings, doubling for everything that we have that's good in our lives. I would love everyone listening today to take the same pledge, the pledge of doubling everything. In order to double everything, double your commitment. We all can do that because we're ready for action. We're there. Double your knowledge, all right? The only thing standing in your way of reaching your goals and dreams is a brick wall. What's the brick wall? It's knowledge. Chip away at that brick wall and learn, learn, learn. The more you learn, the more you can create, and the more you can manifest for yourself. So everybody's back in the learning stage, and it's so much fun. so much fun to be in the learning stage. There's tutorials, there's videos, there's programs. I mean, everything is so next level now. I mean, it's the thrill of a lifetime being able to be in this world right now and to contribute and build ourselves and build our businesses. I guess we're done, Brian.
Wow.
It was leaving you speechless again, huh?
Yeah, you know, that you just wrapped it up so fast. Like, wow.
I know. I got my eye on the clock. I know people have 2 o'clock appointments, so we will wrap. I want to thank everyone for being with us today. Brian, thanks for having us. For so many years we've been with you, it's been our pleasure to help you, help your speakers. We are committed to their excellence. Stacey, thanks for being my co-host today.
Oh, my pleasure.
Of course, it's Annie Jennings here, and we're going to replay this at AnnieJenningsPR.com/publicitypro.htm, and in wrapping, here's to a doubling of all the blessings and all that's good in our lives. Bye for now.
Thank you both.
Bye. Thanks, Brian.